Hey, beautiful people. Hope you're having a magnificent Monday. PA here for the Afternoon Jams on 103.7 to beat. Before we bring in our celebrity guest for today, you know, we have a celebrity every day, and this one here is big time. This one is big, big, big time. It's Black History Month. And, you know, this is when we kick off our Kids Free Trip to Africa contest, and we partner up with the school. So we got two essay contests that is taking place in collaboration with Muskegon Public Schools and Muskegon Heights Public School Academy System. Separate contest now. Up on the screen, you can see details about the Black History Month essay contest. Top three winners will receive a cash prize for $500, $300, and $100 respectfully, and be part of the Kids Free Trip to Africa for 2025. For Muskegon Heights, you must be a Muskegon Heights Academy student, 9th grade to the 12th grade. And the submission deadline is February the 13th on Thursday. We would not accept any essay contestants. We won't accept any work after the 13th on February the 13th, that Thursday. More details on our website, 1037thebeat.com. Hit that barcode, scan that barcode, and you get details about that contest. And we're collaborating with the Black History class, Sister Robeson over there at Muskegon Public School. Brilliant class. We're doing the Black History contest. The theme is health, education, economic development, improving the Black community. It's available for students in the ninth grade through 12th grade at Muskegon High School. First place is $500, second place $300, third place $100. And we want to thank our partner, Shoreline Staffing, for coming on board with this. The entry for this essay contest is February the 14th. All right, family. So there you go. Black History Contest, Muskegon Heights. Black History Contest, Muskegon Public Schools. We want to thank those respective school districts for working with us to make this thing possible. And we're looking forward to hearing the different perspective from my young scholars. My brother is out in L.A. enjoying the sunshine. John Covington doing amazing work out in L.A. How you doing today, big brother?
I'm doing great, man. So good to see you.
Good to see you, too, man. You got that glow, brother. Look at you. Look at the chest. Look at the chest of Uncle John.
Hilarious. The chest that says you're eating too many Lorna Doones.
No, yeah. It shows that you're doing push-ups, brother.
Yeah. I try to do a few. Every now and then.
Yeah, right. Air right. You're looking good, John. You're looking good.
Thank you.
Last night, feel good. The Grammys. Beyonce, country. I don't know if it's the first Black artist to get a country. I don't know. Charlie Pryor might have got one.
A woman. Yeah.
Black woman. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on everything that took place last night?
I think that the Academy, which is comprised of composers and songwriters and performers, they voted for who they felt had the best country album of the year. And while sometimes people disagree with the Academy, somebody was going to disagree with the Academy's decision regardless, no matter what. Had she not won it, there would have been people saying Beyonce should have won. Had she won it, there are people who saying she shouldn't have won. And so that just goes with the territory. It's much like actors and actresses in Hollywood when rappers entered the acting profession, and some people and winning accolades for it. Some people are like, he's a rapper, and we don't want him competing with serious actors and actresses. And so everybody's territorial about their particular artists or their particular craft. And I could go across the board as it relates to other similar scenarios, other examples of it. And so the Academy voted, and that's who they voted for.
You've been out of LA now for a while. What was the atmosphere like?
Electric, but still kind of bit, I would say, solemn, if you will, because of the fires that have happened. Of course, everything's 100% contained now. But yeah, electric, but yet a bit solemn, I would say, is the energy over the weekend.
Wow. Of course, here in Orlando, we had the Pro Bowl this weekend. So Yolanda mm-hmm. Adams concert Friday night, Zorro mm-hmm. Festival over the weekend. The World Conference of Mayors was in town. They have an annual event this weekend. And then you had the Pro Bowl week. It was just packed, man, like yeah. people everywhere. You like, yeah. They say America's broke. Yeah. I don't know.
America spends money. People spend money on what they want to spend money on. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it was packed. It's just that simple. You know, but it's good to be able to talk to you because you're out there in Los Angeles. The Kendrick mm-hmm. Lamar pulling off all those wins. Mm-hmm. Did you see that coming?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. This is his time. It's just that simple, and there were no surprises for me. You know, you asked me a question during the election cycle as it related to local races, and I don't know if you remember this, but you said, "Do you see any surprises?" And I said, "No, I do not see any major upsets in any of the races we were following closely." If you know what I mean. And I said, "Do you know?" And that was before the polls were closed. I said, "No." And that's exactly how I felt, the same feeling as it relates to Kendrick Lamar and what he is accomplishing. And, you know, you think about the song. Is there anybody who did not know that song, who cannot sing the hook to right. that song?
Right.
White, Black, doesn't matter. And so I think that's one of those times Kendrick Lamar and where he is and what he's done. He's just a remarkable talent. And I don't think any of us are surprised at he and the Grammys. It's his time.
And, you know, one of my favorite artists is Chris Brown. I don't know. I'm very biased. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. very biased about it. Mm-hmm. he got one last night, man. Mm-hmm. And so happy for him. Like, I felt like, me personally, he should have been had one a long mm-hmm. time ago. You know? So many
years. I thought he had won one 10 years ago.
Maybe he had. Maybe it's been a while.
I think he had won one. If I'm not mistaken, I think Chris Brown won one. You know, I don't know if you remember this, but I interviewed Chris Brown for BET several years ago, and Chris Brown is actually on my reel, which is on Facebook. Yeah, that's there. Right. And he said, you and Tanya Hart, we were there together.
Yes.
And one of the things that Chris Brown said to me was, I asked him, had he ever dreamed of being on stage and who did he most want to be like? And he said, Michael Jackson and James Brown. And that's who he emulated most. Chris Brown, despite whatever, regardless of whatever, is one of the most talented human beings in the music industry.
Exactly. Yeah. You can literally put his songs on at 10 o'clock at night and wake up at 7 in the morning and there haven't been no repeats. And these are hits.
Yes.
Hits and songs off his album that women love. He have so many songs, and I don't know too many people that can sell out Joburg, you know, the biggest arena in Africa, two nights in a row.
Yeah, and his talent, which I mentioned his talent, but his performance, his performing, his physical performances are just insane.
Yeah,
what he brings to the stage. Chris Brown is incredible.
So, is this award season? This is award season. How long is the award season, John?
Award season begins the festivities begin typically the end of January, and they go right through the Academy Awards, which I believe are happening in March of this year. And so it's back to back to back to back. The biggies, all the biggies happen back to back.
Wow. That's and the Image Awards, where do the Image Awards fit into all this?
Yep. The Image Awards, the NAACP Image Awards, take place February 22nd. And they're at the Pasadena Civic Center. That's where they're scheduled to be as of now. They have been holding folks who have been displaced from the fires since the fires first started happening up in the Pasadena area, Altadena, Pasadena. They were hit very hard, of course, by the fires. The Civic Center, it's still intact. But they take place on the 22nd. There are some other things that were supposed to take place along with the NAACP Image Awards that they had to cancel because of the fires. There was supposed to be a NAACP Image Awards nominee brunch taking place this past Saturday. They had to cancel that. The Grammys also had to cancel some of their activities around the Grammys. But the main event, of course, as we know, took place last night.
Yeah. Well, and you've been working, you're a producer for the mm-hmm. podcast segment that a special mm-hmm. podcast mm-hmm. segment of NAACP mm-hmm. is doing. And you've been mm-hmm. had a chance to get close with a lot of good people, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel fortunate. I am the producer for NAACP Image Awards podcast series, Our Culture, Our Stories. But I'm also a co-host for the series, which I didn't know that that was going to be the case. I would have lost 10 more pounds had I known. I'd have lost a little more weight if I had known that was the case. But yeah, they decided about a month in that they wanted me to co-host. And I was like, what? Wow. And so I'm co-hosting, and we've interviewed some amazing people. Some amazing people. As you know, I spent some time with Maxine Waters a couple of weeks ago, who was just incredible. And a lot of folks who I've spent time with in one-on-ones, they were booked for 30 minutes, and we end up doing an hour 15. I interviewed Jasmine Crockett, the congresswoman from the state of Texas. I interviewed her recently. And she was absolutely phenomenally incredible. Of course, there are others. I've interviewed Ruth E. Carter, who is the only Black woman to win two Academy Awards ever. We've had some women win Academy Awards, but we've not had any Black women win two of them. And so she's a costume designer for blockbuster films and like Black Panther and the sequel to Black Panther. But her name is Ruth E. Carter. I spent a lot of time with her, and we've just had a myriad of talent come through that I've had an opportunity to sit down with, talk about our culture, our story. So
these people are flying into LA for the interview.
Yeah, some. Yep. Some people fly in. Of course, a lot of folks live here still. Not everybody has moved to Atlanta in the entertainment industry of color.
Right. You
know, there is some work that there's still a lot of work that happens out here. But during the NAACP Image Awards, a lot of folks will be in town for that as well. Those who don't live here. And then a couple of days ago had the brunch happen for the nominees. We would have had a makeshift studio set up actually on location.
Oh, wow.
But the brunch was canceled. NAACP
Image Award, the podcast series, are you going to drop? You're going to be dropping sound bites, or are these going to be full length interviews?
Yeah. So it's a video. It's an on-camera interview. And so you'll be able to see the actual videos. But then, of course, all of the audio streaming platforms, Spotify and Apple and everything that you can think of will also have the audio versions of the actual interviews.
Man, that is so crazy, Muskegon, a young man from downtown Muskegon, Wood Street area, is in Hollywood, along with Tanya Hart, who is from Muskegon, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And look at the impact that you all have from our small community. Man, that is, look, I'm just blown away. You know, I just, you never take it for granted. I'm just so happy to be, you know, in the backseat watching this journey, you know.
No, you're not in the backseat, that's for sure. We're all in the same automobile, and sometimes you're driving and I'm in the back seat taking a nap. Sometimes I'm driving, you're on the passenger side. We never make Tanya drive. We never make her drive. Yeah, you know,
right.
She's the queen. But yeah, man, there is no place that I would rather have been born in and raised in other than Muskegon, Michigan. Like, I feel like Muskegon in so many ways prepared us for the journey that we've had. And so I'm proud to be from Muskegon. You'll never talk to me and I say I'm from Detroit or some other city or what have you. Yeah, I'm proud, man. I'm very proud to be from Muskegon. And so I'm humbled and honored to be on this journey.
When do you expect us to be able to start seeing some of the interviews you did?
Yeah, within the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah,
within the next couple of weeks, they're in post production.
Wow.
They're in post production, and there's a whole team. Like, this is a whole team of people, and you've got booking agents, and you've got the creative director who hired me. Longtime Mokiti brother Chris, and then you've got the heads, and you've got Robin, and you got Kyle Bowser, whose name may sound familiar to some. His wife was Yvette Lee Bowser, who created Girlfriends, and not Girlfriends. I think it was Living Single, and some other shows. Anyway, you got a bunch of folks who are all part of making this happen. And the fact that they call me is just really humbling. It's really insane that I'm a part of this project.
What a blessing. Are you doing anything? And I know you're there now. Are you doing anything at home for Black History Month?
You know, I feel conflicted because I've just been so busy that I've not been able to participate really in anything for Black History Month, but it's only the 3rd of February. And so who knows, we might shake it up a little bit and come up with something. Atlanta actually wanted the film Black Man back in Atlanta for Black History Month, but logistically, schedule wise, I couldn't be there. And so we may go back to Atlanta in March. It was just in Atlanta in December. The film screened in Atlanta. And our good buddy from Married to Medicine, he came through, saw the film. Yep, Dr. Scott.
Yeah.
He came through, and a bunch of folks came through. Michael Kitchen came through and saw the film for the first time. And was blown away by it. And so we're going to make a return to Atlanta, but we don't know that it'll be February. So I don't really have any Black History plans this month, but that may change.
It may change. People call you up. Yeah. You know what I mean? You that dude. Before we go, we lost a giant in this past year. And as we talk about Black History, Pastor Poole, and you, as you know, we were working on a documentary, and I don't know, we might have enough to release it. I'm going to try to get with Big Rob. We were working on a documentary on his life. The only thing we didn't get was him, because he had to cancel a lot because of what he's going through. But we got a lot of testimonies, and we got sound bites from him when we interviewed him for the Elijah Muhammad documentary. So I'm praying that we can get this thing released before the end of the month, but I wanted to get your input on Pastor Poole, the giant himself, and how he has impacted your journey.
I've said it 1,000 times two times. He I've had some great influences on my life, but I've not had any greater than him. And so he was the greatest influence in my life. I may have had some just as great, but I've not had any greater than. And I told him that. And one of the things that he said to me, I went to see him toward the end, and I walked in, and he said, Wes, he said, I'm so proud of you. He said, I'm so proud of you. And trying to fight back tears, I said, well, whatever I am, whatever I've become, is because of you. Ooh. And I also said, and started laughing, I said, whatever I haven't become, maybe that's your fault too. And, because you know I got some issues.
Right, we all do.
And we started laughing. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. So he was just a giant of a man, and not in stature. But one of the things he told me was to the power of diplomacy to get what it is you need to get done. He said, you've got to work with people who don't look like you, who may not understand you, who may not understand your plight. He said, but you've got to learn how to work with all people in order to get things done. And not he alone. You've got our brother Churchwell, and you've got Billy Bruce. But Charles Poole, he was hugely instrumental in colorizing Muskegon public schools.
Yeah. And he did it, and he put people in position, and he just, it's a huge impact. And I agree. That's what I learned from him, that being able to work with both sides. I think we struggle because we get emotionally attached, yeah, and we become so against the other side that we can't communicate.
Yeah.
We can't communicate. Yeah. Nothing they do is going to be right because we're so emotionally attached. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you got to, sometimes you got to take your feelings out of there and think like a business person. And that's what he did. And so, thank you, John. I know that you go enjoy the sunshine. What's the weather like today, man?
You know, I don't know. but it's sunny. I've been working all day from where I'm sitting right now. And so I went to eat in the same building I'm in, and I've not been outside, but my guess is it's about 70 degrees.
Enjoy, brother.
That's my guess. I'm going to tell you right now what the actual temperature is.
And it's
64. It's 64 today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
What's the temperature there?
Yeah, it's 81 degrees here in Orlando. So, and back at home, I think it's around 40 degrees in Muskegon. So everybody's warm today. Everybody happy, you know?
Yeah.
36 degrees.
Which is not always the case.
Yeah, not always the case.
All right.
Thank you for taking our time, man. Love you, brother.
Anytime. Love you more.
All right, Muskegon, back to more music.